Fletchy's Fiscal Financial Futures. First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty sure, be certain with First Point Mortgage Brokers, Fletch.
Okay, so Joshy Mansour. He's gone. Look, he's still got a year or two to go, I think, with the Bunnies, but hasn't played since round 11. But he's come up with an idea, and it happened in a Chinese restaurant. So it was during a late-night Chinese feed with mates that Rabbitohs winger Josh Mansour asked a waiter for a pen and scribbled a business plan on a napkin. Sounds like a Parramatta plan. That idea turned into a fully-fledged renovation company, Renocell, which has now been operating for about 6 months. So it's a renovation business that gives the opportunity for people that are selling their home to use an afterpay service. Great idea. So you go in.
Afterpay service, Renocell.
So you go in, you're looking at, well, Gibbo's looking at, he's got a two-bedroom unit at Kingscliff, and he wants a new Brasco. He wants an ensuite.
Yep.
And a new kitchen.
Ah, right.
So he gets it all done, and then they wait, fog it.
Great idea.
And then he gets, I'd imagine, Joshy Mansour gets his clip after they sell.
That's a very good idea. Very, very, very good idea. That's there. I've got the website here, renocell.com.au.
Yeah, right. So they look the same. Look at all the beards.
It's a lookalike contest.
The beards are outstanding.
Yes.
Except for the big fella on the wing here. He doesn't get his.
No.
It looks like Jamie Soward. That bloke there.
The one in the middle?
So Mansour is enrolled in a certificate for in building and construction, though he admitted to putting it on the back burner recently because he's been looking for a house.
That's very smart. I really like this.
So do I. Jason Nightingale, the fan favourite, also has a cert for blah, 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 blah. Oh, he got it through winger Jason, former Dragons winger Jason Nightingale's Elite Athlete Business School. So they're both kicking goals.
You know who else could do this?
Why are we so rank?
You know who else could do this? First Point Mortgage Brokers could sort that. They could sort it out. So if you went and saw them, maybe too. So that'd be worth looking at.
Right. Are you saying it could be a JV?
Could be a JV, but it'd be worth asking them. First Point Mortgage Brokers, no more pretty shores around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527-2230. I tell you a bloke who could do with First Point Mortgage Brokers because he is flying at the moment. His name is Sean the Trader, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line, our man. We're looking ahead now to round 19. Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. Start your group, bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, and gamble responsibly. G'day, Cole Monner.
G'day, boys. That's actually a cracking idea by the man source there, but I just heard you speaking about the Olympic opening ceremony. I can actually break some news about who's going to be opening the entertainment there. It's actually going to be Shepherd.
Hey, Geronimo.
It's been too long since they've opened some sort of sporting event, so we're just going to roll them out again. Well done, Shepherd.
Yeah, it's very, very good, Shawnee. Okay, we march on. Let's start with the NBA. I know Brooksy's frothing, so to speak, ahead of Game Six. What's your prediction, firstly?
My predictions have been all over the place. After that performance, I'd have to go Bucks winning at home. I thought it was going to be Phoenix, then Bucks winning six. That was heartbreaking for Suns fans.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks roll on with it.
They roll on with it. Yeah. What's the market say, Shauno?
Well, the market says the Bucks are going to roll on. They're now $1.22 to lift that big shiny trophy over there. The Suns out at $4.50. They're obviously leading the series 3-2. So game six, they've got home court as well. And they're going off very short price favourites there to get it done in game six. They're $1.46. This game's on Wednesday morning. The Bucks $1.46. The Suns $2.75. That line is about 4.5 or 5.5 or thereabouts. So it's in the Bucks court to get it done on home court.
Rightio, test us out, Shawnee. Round 19 of the National Rugby League. We're getting close now to the finals, of course. Every game starting to matter. What have you got for us?
That's right. Okay, guess the lines. We'll start with you, Fletch. Parramatta taking on the Raiders.
Parramatta.
Thursday night. This one's on the Gold Coast.
Raiders on the GC. I will say 11.5. Raiders.
Yeah, I'll go 12.5. I think I might be
11.5.
A bit skinny still.
No, you're both very close. It is -12.5. Parramatta, obviously, Jackie Whiten is out of that game. But the Raiders, I thought, were very good on the weekend. It was a very weird and wonderful weekend of footy on the weekend. We go to Friday. Roosters taking on Newcastle. This one is on the sunny coast.
Oh, this is tough. What's the latest with Pierce? Why didn't Pierce play the other day? Is he back for this?
Emmy. He was close, so you'd imagine he'd play this week. I reckon
yeah,
that's
he was very close. Like expecting to be back.
Yeah, he would be looking forward to this game.
You know what? 4.5 to Newcastle.
I'll say a bit more. I'll say 8.5 Knights.
Yeah, Fletch, nice and close. It's -9.5 for Roosters. I thought they were pretty ordinary on the weekend, even though they covered against the Cowboys. But it's 9.5 that one, so maybe a bit of value for Newcastle there. Cowboys taking on the Storm Friday night in Townsville. What about this?
Well, I know this one.
14.
I know this one.
I've had a peek, have you?
No, I haven't had a peek, but a mate of mine who doesn't mind a bet is very, very keen on Melbourne. So he's going to have a big whack on it.
What did you say, 23.5?
Yeah, 20. So I think he said 20. Yeah, 23.5. Is that correct?
It's 24.5. So it might have just ticked up 1 point today, but they've covered 13 of their 14 lines. Those games they've won, the 14 games they've won, they've covered 13 of them. So it's a very, very good financial prospect if you just keep back in Melbourne.
But no Jerome Hughes, we think. So Sugar's advice is stay out.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be unloading. But you know what? If you had to unload, that's probably the team to unload on. What's the next one, Shawnee?
South taking on the Warriors, Sunshine Coast, Saturday arvo.
Jeez, I tipped the Warriors last start and they were so unlucky. But anyway, is Rogers definitely out? Is he out again? Are you banking on that, Sean? Or
you'd probably think so. It was a nasty old knock that he did take with the Warriors. I was on them too. They were bang up for that game. I think any other week, if all things being equal, they probably pit Penrith there.
12.5 to the Warriors.
Nah, more. More, 18.5.
Yeah, smack bang in the middle, -15.5. The Bunnies there. Manly taking on Wests. This one is at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, the big guns have come back for this.
Yeah,
16.5.
14.5.
Well done, Shug, -16.5. You'd think, West, maybe a little let down after that big victory and Manly getting all their big guns back. All right, we round out. It's a doubleheader, this one, at Suncorp Stadium. And Penrith giving up home advantage to the Broncos.
Oh, gosh.
On Saturday night.
18.5.
Even without the gun halves? 16.5.
Yeah, well done, Brian Fletcher. -16.5, Penrith. All right, two games to go. Dragons taking on the Gold Coast Titans. Again, a team giving up home advantage here. This one's at Seabus Stadium, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, the good luck with this one. And you're not going to know who's been rested either. So I'll say 6.5, the Dragons.
I'll say 8.5, Dragons.
4.5, the Dragons. Ooh. That is a complete close your eyes and just get a job, that one. I don't think I'll be taking a bet in that game. And the Doggies taking on the Sharks to close things out.
Oh, well, I tell you what.
Over or under Lachlan Lewis brain snaps.
Oh, how good was it? That's a Hitachi highlight.
Absolutely.
Absolutely it is, yeah.
Look, I'm going to say 12.5, but they've been pushing teams the last couple of weeks of Bulldogs, so just kick back with your pie and your garlic airline sauce and enjoy a Bulldogs fight. what is it, Jorno? Oh, actually...
It's 12.5.
I was saying it was 14.
I'd suggest it's a no-bet Sunday, as you said. Just kick back, enjoy your airline sauce, and just enjoy the footy.
Did you see our man, our TikTok guy, pick the exacta, Shorto?
Yeah, I did see that. Too smart. And what about he's put up Clive Churchill as well. Clive Churchill medal winner. Jerome Hughes, $13, if you don't mind. So you think?
God, I am.
TikTok, what's he called? John Bonet?
Well, I'm going to put my winnings of the exacta, because if I keep it all together, exacta money, that'll be all connected somehow by the KPR.
Yep. KPF.
KPF.
The, what's his name? The KRU's predictor forecaster. Yeah. There you go. Well done, Shorty. Anything else to report?
No, just quickly, you're up to $185,000. Another 60K. Was tipped in over the weekend. Obviously, it's going to be one hell of a podium finish for the best try celebration. And we look back on it with Nico Hines. He did the shoey, the big Bam Bam celebration. We've seen some crackers, so hopefully plenty more to come for old Mossy over there.
Well, we've got 16 games remaining for Try July, and if we can get to a game, we're going to crack the 300. That'd be beautiful for Mossy and Masui. But anyway, Shawnee, thank you very much, mate.
Too easy, boys. We'll chat soon.
See you, Shawnee.
There he is. Shawnee, the trader. Sports bet with mates. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. And just recapping as well, for all your mortgage broker needs, First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty sure, be certain. First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty sures around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527 2230.